My friends, you know that I am always very, very hard on our local Republican Party because they always talk about ballot harvesting. We know you have to ballot harvest in order to win. We know you have to knock on doors in order to win. We know you have to get the stupid little paper things that we all hate and get them actually in those drop boxes. I know we all want to go back to in-person voting, but it's not happening tomorrow. So in the meantime, we got a ballot harvest. I saw an app being advertised, not through advertising, but through social media word of mouth. And I was fascinated by it. It's called Liberty Rising. And I reached out to the man behind this thing so I can get some insight for you to understand why you should download this thing. Joining us now in the KVI studio line is Matt Brown, who's the state chairman for the Republican Liberty Caucus of Washington State and the owner of the new Liberty Rising app. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, guys, for having me. I'm excited to tell you about what we got cooking.
Sure. So let's start from the beginning. How'd you come up with this thing and what does it do?
You know, I'm also the county chairman in Yakima. And we've been harvesting ballots since 2023 over here, trying to change elections so that, you know, Republicans actually win. And during that time, we realized that our tools that we use are so much inadequate to what we need to win in elections. And so I went out on a journey to try to figure it out. Who do I need to talk to create something? Talked with a company and we started building this platform called Liberty Rising. And we're excited to use it. It's made it super easy for, I call them normal people. It's kind of funny as Kamala Harris started calling us all weird, but I was like, hey, you know what? If we can get normal people involved, people who aren't hitting 500 to 800 doors a time, I tell my PCOs in Yakima, I'm like, look, you guys aren't normal people. You guys are activists, man. The normal people, I give them 10 doors and that's probably too much for them. And so we built this in like bite-sized chunks. So everyone can get on there. They can start knocking doors. They can start sending text messages. They can also start making phone calls. And it's like crowdsourcing help all throughout the state.
Fantastic. So, that's amazing because the way it used to work when I ran for office, and that was, what, 5-6 years ago now, when I ran for office, there was an app, and if you got access to it by a state party that has every piece of information on you available, they know how you voted in every election, my friends. Look, let me tell you something, everybody, just if you are hearing this for the first time, when a person comes knocking on your door, they know you have a good chance of signing what showed up. So the people who show up that are like, oh, we want Greenpeace or whatever it is that show up at your door, they're not using the app. Anybody who's got a cell phone in their hand who's looking at it, they know everything about you. So is this thing tied into any of those databases?
Yes. It's using a company by the name of L2, mm-hmm. which is a very big data firm. And, you know, we're actually providing the voter database through the app actually for everyone across the state for free. Right. So, you know, that typically costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. I actually think if you wanted to try to buy the L2 data file, it's about 50-60 grand. And we've been able to work out this piece and we're able to provide it free to the grassroots. So folks that want to get involved and actually want to help, and it does it in bite size. Right. So when you first load up Help Knock Doors, it'll give you the 12 nearest doors around you. And then if you get done with that, you can hit generate new list and it'll give you another 12 and another 12 and so on and so forth.
So it's like couch to 5K.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
All right. Just checking. Now, benefit of the doubt for a second here. I want to do devil's advocate for a minute here because we like to advocate for the devil on the show. We are the most pro-devil show on the radio. So what if somebody takes this thing and starts going on knocking on doors in their neighborhood and saying they're a Republican activist, but really they're a Democrat activist or something like that, misrepresenting you guys?
Well, I'll just tell you, like, Democrats already have all this data. So there's nothing that's stopping them from just doing their own deal and doing their own stuff. The reality is that right now, Republicans, when they want to get involved, it's typically like they have to contact their county party. Their county party has to get them onloaded onto some system. That could take, you know, a couple days to a week. Then they're in and then someone has to build them a list. Like there's this huge process where this is now just eliminated all that. You can get on, hit voters near you and get going. You know, how do you stop Democrats from using it? Well, they're already doing stuff. They already have their own data. It's probably the same data or better data, to be honest. They own all the data companies.
Gotcha. Now, you know. Does it give you talking points? So, for example, hey, here's what we're pushing in your neighborhood or here are the candidates in your neighborhood that you should be repping for us.
Yes, actually. So we can custom build scripts right into the app. So it'll be, you know, like if we need you to go out and do a survey for, let's say, Sue Peterson, for example, we can say, hey, you know, here's a door. Hey, did you happen to vote for Sue Peterson for this election? So we can actually pre-script all of that stuff right in the app. So you're not having to come up with it on your own. Same thing with like the phone banking feature is you can actually look at it, see the whole script before you make the phone call. I know that's the most intimidating thing is you're like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to say? Oh crap, the answering machine picked up. Then there's an answering machine button you can hit. And actually we've left you an answering machine script as well.
That's awesome. So is this something you're working with the rest of Washington State GOP on, or is this something you guys are focusing on out in Yakima?
So we are actually this weekend, I'm going to the state committee. I'm going to show it to all 39 counties leaders. And I'm going to say, look, we're available. We're here to help. If you want to get people onboarded into the system, it's super easy. So I'm offering it to every Republican inside Washington State who wants to help take this state back.
This thing's fantastic. I'll tell you what. Actually, I'm going to help you out a little bit. Okay, let's do this. If you want to make up some scripts for Seattle, and I love when we workshop stuff on the air. You know, we just I'm just asking you to do this right now because Ari Hoffman thought it was a good idea. But some scripts, I am more than happy to go around and knock on doors with some people, with some KVI listeners in whatever neighborhood. So if you guys want to do Liberty Rising parties, for lack of a better word, but whatever it is, door knocking events, I'm more than happy to do that with people.
No, that would be awesome. Yeah, we totally would. We totally take you up on that. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that could be a lot of fun. I mean, let's go knocking in the deep heart of Seattle and saying, did you vote for Donald Trump today? Okay, no. I mean, we're focusing on the local stuff, really. Are you guys working with Let's Go Washington on the ballot initiatives?
You know, I have talked to Brian and Mr. Gordon as well. And, you know, part of what I'm asking them is like, hey, how can we help, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm still waiting to hear back on how we can help, but we're definitely available to do that. We also have a feature in there that I forgot to mention is there's a ballot pickup hotline. So you can actually call. We found this was super helpful in Yakima with the elderly. There's a lot of folks who want to turn in their ballots, but they might not be able to get out to the door or get to the mailbox. And so there's actually a phone number. You hit it, call it, you leave us a voicemail, tell us what county you're in, and I will be taking those lists and sending them to all the county parties and saying, hey, there's these 60 people that need their ballots picked up. Go help them and different stuff like that. So it was very successful in our last election. We actually, I think, probably harvested close to 150 ballots that way.
People, this is so much easier than the way it used to work before we had the internet, when they would have to arrange rides to drive people to the polls. Think how much easier this is. I got to tell you, man, this thing is incredible. And you let me know how I can help you. Let me know who's not saying yes to using this thing, because what I have said this entire campaign cycle, it is not enough to vote anymore. My friends, go knock on your neighbor's doors. That's it. Just your street. Just your street, and you can make a difference this time around, because over 60% of the electorate did show up for this election. Matt Brown, state chairman for the Republican Liberty Caucus of Washington State and Yakima GOP, tell us where people can get the Liberty Rising app. Is it on Google Play and the App Store and everything else?
Yep, you can find it either in Apple's App Store or Google Play Store. Just look up Liberty Rising and download it and get going. There's also a news feed in there, so you can stay in touch with what Ari's got going on. We got him pulled right in there.
Dude, you want to put, we will make sure we give you everything we got. We will make this work. I wish I had known about this sooner. Download the Liberty Rising app right now. Matt, really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much. You're making a difference, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.